hesitate. And when he took you off, you let him seal off fate. So I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find some.
Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. Before that, Jim Carroll with It's Too Late. Springsteen, Meet Me in the City. That's new from The Ties That Bind, The River Collection. Sheila Devine, From a Gentleman to a Lady, from The Morbs. Also new CD by them. And Girl School with Painful off of Guilty as Sin. Little after 10, 10:03, WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. I'm good for a little more longer. Probably stick around about 10:30. Going to get one of these in, reading a couple of these PSAs tonight. Now that it's cold out, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. Message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Got a little more time left here. This past weekend, Friday night, I went to Johnny D's and I saw Laurie Sargent was there with Robin Lane and the Chop Busters, Ruby Rose Fox, was a great show by everybody, but a little word about Laurie Sargent, for those of you who don't know. She was in a band called Face to Face, which were very popular in this area. I think you could call them a rock band. They were around till, probably till I'd say roughly the late 80s. Laurie Sargent has continued to do solo work on her own. She did some work with the Twine Men. Right now, she is just her and her guitar. She just put out a CD. Well, it didn't just come out. I think it came out late in 2015, to be exact. But it's called Visitation Rights. And it's kind of stripped-down music, but it's still good stuff. This is something off of that. This is some Laurie Sargent.
For you and me, it's easy. Come up on the hill. I'm looking for something, baby. Say you will. Under the big black sky. Oh, Albert, what would you say? Lovers and dreamers must do all day. Oh, Albert, it sure seemed good. Shivered when my teeth touched the wood. Under the big black sky, there were noises all around. There were spirits in the air, and things we'd never seen were everywhere. Under the big black sky, under the big black sky. She plays bass in a band downtown. The girls all say that she's fooling around. Oh yeah. Well, he don't care who he stands behind. Every Saturday
Alright, I'm just about tapped here. That was the Organ Beats with No One Can Tell You. Before that, Patty Morrell's, their newest release, Marked Woman. The song was called Over It. Dropkick Murphys, Don't Tear Us Apart. Bob Mould, I Don't Know You Anymore. He has a new CD coming out this year as well. A lot of new CDs coming out this year, local and national. And Laurie Sargent, of course, kicked that set off with Under the Big Black Sky. It's 1022 WMFO in Medford Sky Bar here. I've been here a couple hours. Tomorrow at 8, Tuesdays at 8 is my regular show. I'm going to get out of here now. I'm going to leave you with one more by a band called Lucero. And thanks a lot. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Memphis, Tennessee, Lucero!
One, two, three, four.
I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
your public execution, I think I'm gonna go right on ahead. The mailman brought your letter, babe, where you told me how you feel, and about the things he said he told you, and that is I'm such a heel. Well, I could never be honest that to you I'd always lied, but he saw me take some other hide for a two-wheel pony ride. Since we spent up all my gold, have you ever seen the truth before? Have you ever made a try? Such a thing for you so impossible, with them beams all in your eyes. Well, I read where you said you want one good chance to really put me down, and how you'd love to smear my name all over my hometown. Said some mouse made a fool of you and said don't waste a dime. Your phone is out of order now, babe, for me you got no time. If this is really what you're thinking, then it's really, really all my fault. You better find yourself a welder, baby, that you got locked up in your vault.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
The bed, and I crawl my head back up.